The mole had been working very hard all morning, spring cleaning his tiny home, first with brooms, then with dusters.
"Oh, bother," he said. "Go blow."
And also,
"Hang spring cleaning,"
and bolted out of the house without even waiting to put on his coat. We crossed the coast, and I saw that the commanding officer had chosen a course that was all but due east. It was going to be another beautiful day. But since this flight was at a very low level, to avoid German radar operating from Sicily, it was unlikely that we would encounter any opposition. I was looking forward to a peaceful flight for a change. The boy's hands shook momentarily, then took a firm grip on the old Russian-made Dragunov sniper rifle. "Keep it steady. The target's 600 meters. Winds 3 to 4, right to left," said King. "Put the crosshairs a foot above and 2 to the right. That man to the target's left, your right, is Jamil Betesh. I've been after that bastard for 2 years, and I'm not leaving here without a shot." The news of Wilbur's escape spread rapidly on the farm amongst the animals. The next thing they knew, Mr. Zuckerman was coming down towards Wilbur, carrying a pail.
"This is really awful," thought Wilbur.
"Why doesn't Fern come?"
He began to cry. The goose took command and began to give orders.
"Don't just stand there, Wilbur. Dodge about," cried the goose. "Skip around. Run toward me. Make for the woods. Twist and turn."
On the same day that Jimmy, Billy and Harry arrived back in Manchester, so too did the bodies of those who had died in the crash. Police cars carrying the coffins travelled from the airport to Old Trafford. "I walked past the gym and brushed away the tears," Jimmy said in later years. "That had been the worst nightmare of all. When the victims were brought back from Munich, the boys who had been so full of life, laughing and joking and playing ball in that same gym. Now they lay there in their coffins. I can talk about it now, but I couldn't then." The timing of the Normandy landings was crucial. Weather, tides, moonlight, it all mattered. By the 5th of June 1944, Operation Overlord was ready to commence. But then, unseasonal storms would lash the English south coast. For General Dwight D. Eisenhower, the decision had to be made.
"Oh, come on, Alex. You've played the game, son, and you've seen the sights. South American drug wars, African dictatorships, Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria. Do you want me to give you a complete list, just in case you've forgotten one?"
"No, I haven't forgotten, boss. I see them vividly, every single night."